I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 5th. There will be a Flag Day parade in Quincy this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says the parade will be held on Saturday, June 12th. Koch says the parade will follow the traditional route along Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway. However, there will be no flag-raising celebration or fireworks at Pageant Field following the parade due to the pandemic. Instead, Koch says fireworks will be shot off from a barge in Quincy Bay, allowing people to spread out to view the fireworks. The parade and fireworks were canceled last year due to the pandemic. Instead, people were invited to drive under a flag along Marymount Parkway. Quincy officials sued Boston and state environmental regulators over a proposed bridge that would connect an island in Boston Harbor with a Quincy neighborhood. The lawsuit filed last week seeks to overturn a decision by the Department of Environmental Protection in March, which said Quincy had no standing to object to the bridge to Long Island. Chris Walker, spokesman for Mayor Thomas Koch, says the suit is one piece of a broader argument that the city is making that the bridge plan is unsound and environmentally dangerous. The cities have been involved in a years-long dispute over efforts to build a new bridge to the island to replace one demolished in 2015 after it was deemed unsafe. Boston officials want to rebuild the bridge and open a substance use recovery center on the island. Long Island is part of Boston, but the only way to reach it by road is from Squantum. Quincy officials are opposed to the bridge over potential traffic problems, environmental issues, and a fear that housing will be built on the island. The Quincy City Council wants an update from the administration on a plan to establish a mayoral commission to study whether Quincy needs a new Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Mayor Thomas Koch said that he would establish the commission after the City Council had called for a new department with a new director to address equity issues. Koch declined to fund the new department, but agreed to establish the commission. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says a proposal to have Quincy College join the state community college system or become its own community college is nothing new. City Council this week passed a resolution calling on the College Board of Governors to look into the community college system. The mayor is seeking approval to create a new home for Quincy College in Quincy Center that could cost $100 million. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy will reopen for the season on May 15th. The season will only feature outdoor activities this season due to the pandemic, but the homestead did not hold any activities last year. Students at the Greater Lawrence Technical School have been working for months on a car for a Quincy Marine veteran, Scott Shepherd. The group called Second Chance Cars donated the vehicle. The students, who are part of the automotive collision repair class, got it road ready. The sophomores repaired the rear body panel, assembled a new taillight, and installed a new battery. Shepherd says the gift couldn't have come at a better time. The students say projects like this one inspire them to do better in school and in the community. A Hanover fire captain is among seven people who are being honored with a JFK Special Profile in Courage Award. This year's honorees were all chosen for their display of courage during the coronavirus pandemic. Fred Freeman, a registered nurse, led the establishment of an innovative mobile health program allowing the town of Hanover to deliver COVID-19 testing and other critical health services directly to residents in their homes. The program allowed vulnerable patients to stay at home, slow the spread of the coronavirus, and help the strained healthcare system, according to the JFK Library Foundation. The group of seven was chosen based on thousands of nominations from people around the country. A virtual ceremony will air for the public on May 26th. A Quincy man charged with trying to stab another man after an altercation in Quincy Center Monday afternoon. Police say 56-year-old Christopher Pye, who claims he is homeless, attacked another man near City Hall just before 3 on Monday afternoon. Victim was not hurt and managed to call police. Officers confiscated a folding knife from Pye and charged him with assault by means of a dangerous weapon. Biotech giant Moderna announcing plans to expand its Norwood site, including more than doubling of space to transform the facility from a production and lab space to an industrial technology center. The expansion will increase Moderna's production and lab space from about 300,000 square feet to about 650,000 square feet through the renovation of existing space and the acquisition of a 240,000 square foot building located on the same campus. The expansion will support a 50% increase in production of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine at its manufacturing site, which is expected to ramp up later this year and early next year. With the expansion, Moderna hopes to ramp up its technical development capacity and preclinical production capability with the goal of producing thousands of preclinical samples per month for research and development. In April, Moderna announced it expects to churn out up to 3 billion doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for global distribution by next year. Looking for a convenient way to get a coronavirus vaccine? Walmart says all 48 of its pharmacies in Massachusetts will now be offering walk-in COVID vaccination appointments. All Walmart pharmacy locations across Massachusetts are now accepting walk-in vaccine appointments as supply allows, in addition to scheduled appointments. Customers who schedule an appointment can complete pre-vaccination paperwork ahead of time. Anybody going to a walk-in appointment at Walmart should bring their insurance card if they have one. Governor Baker announced this week Massachusetts is moving into a new phase of its vaccine rollout. 4 mass vaccination sites will be shutting down by the end of June, and the supply will shift to smaller clinics. Nearly 4 million people have been fully or partially vaccinated in Massachusetts so far. Massachusetts restaurants that have struggled to stay open during the pandemic are being offered a lifeline of up to $10 million through a federal relief program. The money is available through the $28.6 billion Restaurant Revitalization Fund, part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan passed last month. The fund will provide restaurants and other eligible businesses with funding equal to their pandemic-related revenue loss, up to $10 million per business. The relief does not have to be repaid, provided that the funds are put toward eligible uses by March of 2023. Restaurants owned and operated by women, veterans, or the socially and economically disadvantaged will receive priority during the first 21 days of applications. In addition to restaurants, other food service businesses, including food trucks, caterers, bars, bakeries, and brew pubs, are all eligible to apply. Applications can be filed online, the Small Business Administration website. Sean Ellis, the man at the center of the Netflix documentary Trial 4, earned a significant legal victory Tuesday. A judge is allowing Ellis's motion for a new trial on the gun conviction that remains on his record from the 1993 killing of Boston Police Detective John Mulligan. Ellis was initially convicted of murdering Mulligan and served 21 years in prison for it before the conviction was overturned in 2015. Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins has said in the past if Ellis is granted a new trial for the gun conviction, she will not re-prosecute him, meaning Ellis's record will be wiped clean. In a statement Tuesday, Rollins said both the Mulligan and Ellis families have suffered since Mulligan's death. Dunkin' announcing it plans to give away free coffee to healthcare workers on Thursday to celebrate National Nurses Day. Healthcare workers who show their ID at participating Dunkin' restaurants nationwide can score a free medium hot or iced coffee. Throughout the month of May, the chain is also holding a Raise a Cup to Nurses and Healthcare Profession sweepstakes, which allows people to nominate the hardworking nurses and healthcare professionals in their life for the chance to win a well-deserved coffee break. The coffee break prize package It includes free coffee for a year, $1,000, and a collection of $10 gift cards for the winner to share with their colleagues. Massachusetts has been named the best state for working moms. The state ranked number one in work-life balance, number two in child care, and 15th in professional opportunities, according to a WalletHub study. Those three categories were evaluated through 17 key metrics, such as share of families in poverty and gender pay gap on a 100-point scale. Massachusetts received over 65 points. The lowest state, Louisiana, had 26. Connecticut, Vermont, and Rhode Island were also in the top 10. Other news, hospitals in India packed with coronavirus patients, relatives of the sick scrambling to find oxygen, and crematoriums running near full capacity to handle the dead. Despite those clear signs of an overwhelming health crisis, Prime Minister Narendra Modi pressed ahead with a densely packed campaign rally as another deadly wave of COVID-19 infections was swamping India. Modi's government refused to cancel a giant Hindu festival. Cricket matches, attended by tens of thousands, carried on, too. The catastrophic surge has badly dented Modi's political image after he drew praise last year for moving quickly to lock down India's nearly 1.4 billion people. Now he has been called a super spreader by the vice president of the Indian Medical Association. President Joe Biden set a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one shot to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th as he tackles the vexing problem of winning over the doubters and those unmotivated to get inoculated. Demand for vaccines has dropped off markedly nationwide, with some states leaving more than half their available doses unordered. Aiming to make it easier to get shots, Biden called for states to make vaccines available on a walk-in basis, and he will direct many pharmacies to do likewise. Since the day after the deadly January 6th riots on the U.S. Capitol, former President Trump's social media accounts have been silent, muzzled for inciting violence using those platforms as online megaphones. Today, his fate on Facebook, the biggest social platform, will be decided. Company's quasi-independent oversight board will announce its ruling around 9 a.m. If it rules in Trump's favor, Facebook has 7 days to reinstate the account. If the board upholds Facebook's decision, Trump will remain indefinitely suspended. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released today. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity and in nearly every age group, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their late 30s and in their 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow rose 19. The NASDAQ dropped 261. The S&P fell 28. Asian markets also mixed. While trading was light in China and Japan were closed for the holidays. The dollar rose. The euro was higher. Oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Tigers 11-7. The series continues tonight at Fenway, 7-10, weather permitting. Bruins lost to the Devils 4-3 in overtime. They will take on the Rangers at the Garden tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Celtics are in Orlando tonight at 7. National Weather Service forecast. For today, rain, maybe even a thunderstorm. Temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, more showers, a low of 50 degrees. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high of 64. Partly cloudy, 57 for Friday, and maybe a shower Saturday, a high of 54. For the boater today, waves about a foot, a light east wind. High tide, 7:17 a.m. and 8:04 p.m. Sunrise at 5:33 and set 7:47. So again, rain today, maybe an embedded thunderstorm, highs in the low 50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 5th.